Hello, everyone. This is episode 7 of Discussions with Dre. I'm here with a special guest. I haven't seen her in about 8 to 9 months. It's been a long time. We usually see each other at shows. But, Habs, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. I'm doing great. let's do a new single last night, or this morning, actually. And it's great. It's fucking awesome. Is it the start of a new album?
Nope. It's the start of a, line of singles. I think right now I'm on a singles tip. So I'm just going to be releasing singles sporadically. And this is, I guess, the start of that. It wasn't really meant to be a legit single. I kind of just was feeling some type of way one day and I got home and then I just kept saying, fuck you, and for the people that'll hear the song after, it'll make sense. But I just kept one thing after the other was happening, and I kept just to myself, I would just be fuck you. And then I got home and I was fuck you, fuck you. And then I just started recording it, and then it turned into a freestyle, and I sent it to Marco, which is a guy that made that beat, and he really liked it and he wanted to record it legit, so we did. And then it became a song.
Yeah, it sounds really good. I'm looking forward to it because it's been a minute since you put out any music, and I was looking forward to it. I'm an album guy, but did you do it strategically for singles? Are you just not planning to do an album for a while? You want to push it that way strategically?
Yeah, I just wanted to do I like the idea of just being able to over a long period of time spread out my releases instead of just have it all at once. Because I don't know, I feel I've been growing at such a fast rate that even when I put that last album out, I'm I would do so many things differently.
Yeah.
So I feel there's more opportunity with singles, because then, let's say 5 months from now, I'll know a lot more and I'll be able to do a better strategy, I guess.
Yeah. No, it's a good strategy. I agree with you, because I find myself doing the same thing where it's oh, wow, this sounds way better now. And you have a bunch of songs just kind of hidden away, and you don't want to put all the music afterwards because wow, I got better. And on this one, I clearly tell, I can tell how sharp and clean it is. I love the rap. Okay, I got pumped about the little rap flow you did in the second verse.
That's what everybody says. That's funny.
I was so pumped. I was oh, shit, she's about to snap. But you went back into singing again, which sounded great.
Yeah. I think a few people thought I was about to just go off, but I just went back to the singy flow.
Habs, I need a 72 bar verse out of you. Nothing
but I actually wrote a rap, but I don't know. I don't know. It depends. I need to be in the right place to record something that's I feel I have to be almost, I have to have a fire in me, and I'm usually pretty chill. So
yeah,
that's probably why.
Yeah, I'm pretty angry all the time, so I get it. I mean, if I'm relaxed, I can't fucking do it. I can't rap. I really can't.
You seem relaxed all the time.
Yeah, but that's where the raps come out. I just let that out.
Yeah.
I'm not too relaxed. But yeah, no, I agree with you. It kind of fuels you. So when you're singing or you're making an R&B type track, you're more calm. What inspires you? What inspires you to make a song? What inspires you to sit down and say, hey, I'm going to write today? Do you stop everything? Do you just is there a feeling? Does something happen to you? Explain.
I don't have a linear way that I do it. It's just it's usually pretty kismet how it happens. Sometimes I'll be in the middle. Well, a lot of the times, most of the times I'll be in the middle of something.
Yep.
And I'll just have to stop if something comes to me. Or a lot of the times I'm also, right after I meditate, I feel I get way more creative. Or if I do a yoga class or a yoga practice or something, I'll feel way more creative after, and then it'll just kind of flow out that way. But I rarely sit down and I'm okay, I'm going to write to this, because yeah, I don't know. I just can't work that way.
Agreed. You just got to feel, you got to get the idea, and you can't force yourself to do anything really, right? I mean, you got to just feel it and do it.
It depends on the day, on the mood, and on the time, on everything.
100%.
Yeah.
And we're going to throw it back to meditation there. I'm so curious about meditation. I want to try it. I've tried it a couple times and I just get too impatient.
Yeah.
How has that changed? When did you start meditating, and how has it changed your outlook on things?
I started, well, I mean, I've been doing yoga for like 6 or 7 years now, or yeah, ish. And I associate meditating with yoga because a lot of the times, you do have to focus on your breath, which it kind of brings you into the moment. So you're not thinking about like what's going to happen or your past or whatever. So I started about 6 or 7 years ago, but like meditating by myself, I just started this past February. So, which is wild. Like it hasn't been that long, but I feel like it's been forever. And when the
Been a long
pandemic
year.
hit, I just meditated all the time because I had a bunch of time to do it for one. And then also I just like was trying to do things to boost my immune system. So, I was meditating a lot. And I think that like a lot of people can't meditate, and because like you were saying, their thoughts will just go all over the place or they'll get impatient. And I think that a good way to start, like meditating looks different for everyone. So I would maybe try breath work. Like, I don't know if you've ever tried breath work, but that's something you have to like focus on.
Yeah, just focus on your breathing and sit down, and you don't have to do the classic like meditating pose necessarily. You don't have to sit cross-legged, right? You could just sit down and just focus on breathing.
Yeah, a lot of the times I'll meditate like before bed and I'll like fall asleep meditating and then I have the best sleeps ever.
Damn.
So I'm rarely cross-legged actually because my back hurts when I sit cross-legged.
I was really desperate one day, and I just tried it. I just did that typical, like, I cleared out the whole room. I just sat there like this. I was like, okay, we're gonna meditate. And then 10 minutes later, I'm like, oh, fuck, I can't stop thinking. I can't stop doing
10
this.
minutes though, that's pretty good.
Well, I mean, if maybe 10 minutes, it felt like an eternity because I was just trying to get like all these thoughts out of my head basically and just clear it out and focus on the breathing. Does that take time to develop that though? Like, did you have the same struggle maybe with
Yeah, I think that it's important to like, I like to meditate to somebody, like telling me what to do and like talking me through certain things. But I think it's also important to realize that you're gonna have thoughts come up. Like that's just normal and
Naturally.
that's okay. And just like let them pass, don't interact with them. I think that's the most important thing. For people to just like notice the thought come up and just let it pass.
Okay, well, I'm gonna try and take your advice, and I'll give you a little report on it because I've been wanting to do it. Like you said, it helps your immune system, or are you saying that you've been focusing on a diet for that?
Yeah, it helps your immune system. It helps everything, in my opinion. Like it helps anxiety, it helps a lot of things. It helps regulate your body and bring you into the moment.
Yeah. Okay. Well, so when the pandemic hit, and you kind of realized you couldn't do shows, you couldn't really go out and do a lot of stuff, did it affect you in a negative way? And what did you learn from the whole pandemic?
I think that it affected me in a negative way just because everyone else was so anxious and there was so much fear and the collective energy. Like, I'm really sensitive to how other people feel. So, like, I would feel what other people felt. So, like, if I was talking to my mom and she would be like really scared about like what if this happens and what if this happens, and I just got tired of being like, I don't even know, like talking to people and trying to explain that, like, because you can't explain to someone that's scared and stressed out that to just be in the moment, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
And
exactly.
then like
True.
when everyone else is scared, I would get scared because I'm like, well, should I be scared right now? Like, maybe that's the right thing to do. And so I kind of went down this like roller coaster of being okay and then not being okay and feeling depressed, but then having this like a lot of energy 1 week. And I don't know, it was like all over the place.
Yeah, it's a roller coaster. I feel the exact same way. So you're someone, I guess, who feels a lot of other people's emotions as well.
Yeah,
So
definitely.
that's pretty. Yeah, it's not an easy. It's not an easy thing to do. I have the same problem. It's like everyone else's shit around you, because I guess it's a caring. I think it's just a caring thing, maybe.
Yeah,
And
it's empathy for sure.
you're like, oh fuck, this person's hurt. I feel that too now because I fucking feel for that person. And then you stop forgetting. I find that I forget about myself too during that time. And then
Yeah.
you evaluate like, oh shit, I'm fucked up right now too.
Yeah.
I'm glad you took the time to meditate, because I am based off your Instagram and your Facebook and all this stuff, which is, I mean, everyone just judges it based, unfortunately, that's how people judge people.
All you got right now.
Yeah, that's all you got, right? Basically, it looked like you were doing great with meditating. It looked like you're like, I'm excited for your art to come. I'm excited for all your music to come out because it seems like you're free mentally and spiritually right now. So you got into meditating. You told me about this t-shirt that you got. This t-shirt, what is it called?
it's basically a t-shirt. It's like herbs that you make an infusion with. That's basically an infusion is basically tea. And then I just cool it and I put it in my water.
Yeah. Wait, what is it called again? So the
I don't know. It doesn't really have a name. It's an infusion, I guess. That's what I call it.
Okay. We'll put that in the title. A t-shirt.
Yeah. It has like nettle or hibiscus or like, I don't know. I even made, I was camping like back when it was like not too cold. And, me and my friend were like talking about how pine tea is a thing. And it's really good for something. I forget what it's good for, but it's good for something. And so, you know, pine trees. So we took pines from pine trees. We put it in a tea kettle. We put water and we boiled it.
Yeah.
And we drank it. And it was actually pretty good.
you took pines off the trees.
Yeah. So and we just like boiled it.
You know what, man? I think if you took the back end, you took the pine from the tree and boiled it. There had to be benefits.
There is a benefit. I just forget what it is. So not very credible, but whatever.
I'll have to Google that because I'm trying to get into more. Like I've been drinking more tea too lately. I think a lot of people took this time to like get healthier, focus on your immune system, focus on ways to make yourself mentally happy. And I'm happy that you did that because it's really fucking important right now, especially that we're going to the second wave. Are you still working right now or?
Yeah,
or
I am still working.
Yeah, they laid me off, so.
Really?
Yeah, COVID, man. Wow.
I mean, but you have, this is like the one time probably in your whole life that you're going to have so much time, so.
It's boring.
Just like, think about, but meditate.
See,
think about all the times you're at work and you're like, fuck, I don't want to be here. I wish I was at home.
Yeah, true. No, but once you, I think it's been 2 weeks now, 2-3 weeks. After a while, like the first week, like, oh my God, I can't wait. I'm sleeping. I'm going to get up, do whatever I want. And I did whatever I wanted for that a little bit. And now after a while, it's like, shit, I got nothing left to do. I did everything in the first 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So now I'm just doing 10,000 interviews. I'm going to interview you. I'm going to interview everyone I can in the city, basically.
There you go.
I'm going to focus on this. Okay. I got another question for you.
Yeah.
What is your strongest attribute as an artist?
My strongest attribute.
Flex on them, Habs. Flex on them.
I don't know.
Because I have a follow-up question. Because the follow-up question is, what is something you feel you need to work on? So just give me the both.
I feel like the attribute is that I don't really have... I feel like I kind of made my own lane. Like, I don't really fit anywhere. Like, I've always kind of felt like I don't fit anywhere. And I used to be kind of, like, sad about it. Like,
yeah,
can't really, like... Not sad, but like mentally, I think it helps people to be able to fit into a box or like some kind of box, even not fully. So I feel like I've kind of created my own kind of thing. So I guess that would be it because that's unique. And it's not, I guess it's more, you're more likely to stand out that way, which is good.
And historically, the people who are not in the box and who are their own lane tend to be the artists we all remember. So I would agree with you. I would agree with you. So what is the thing you need to work on, you'd say, as an artist?
Something that I need to work on and that I've been working on is like giving a fuck a little bit less. So
yeah,
too much sometimes. Like I go in and out of like, what are people going to think? Like when I wanted to make these meditation songs or sound healing songs that I've been working on,
yeah.
I thought like people are going to think that's so weird and it's so like out of what I usually do and not normal. And I just like cared. I just overthought it, overthinked it.
Overthinked it. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I agree. Yeah. I agree with you. I think it's a lot of artists, especially I think the position we're in, it's like, okay, we're doing well. Like speaking for me, you and a bunch of other people, we're doing well, but we're not like famous, so it's like we're not like, you know, billboards yet or anything. But yeah. Just fucking do it, you know.
Exactly.
It's your canvas, and at the end of the day, you're still gonna put out other music. And if there's a cult fan following like that meditation stuff you put out, I'm sure anyone who likes you and likes your music will listen to that though.
Yeah, true. You know
what I mean? Like, and if you're a fan, you're a fan.
Yeah, I'm doing it to because I feel like it would help people, and like that's the kind of stuff that I listen to when I want to meditate or relax. So,
can you describe to me what that is, though? I'm not really sure what that is.
The like what I'm talking about, the songs.
Yeah, the meditation music. Yeah.
So I wanted to because I got these sound bowls, or singing bowls. Sorry, do you know what that is?
Is it where you like put the stick around it and you make the sound?
Yeah, actually, I'm going to go get it. One day.
I'm just like, I'm so uneducated in this field.
Nah, you're good. Okay, so it's like these things.
Okay.
So this is like a little one. And then there's this like massive one, which is like more intense, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
So they basically, they're Tibetan singing bowls. And the frequency that they emit is the same frequency that your brain emits when it's in a relaxation state. Oh. So they're used like, I don't know, they go way back. I don't know the whole history of them,
yeah.
But they were used in like ancient rituals and stuff. So I want to use that to like, I already recorded a track with them as like, that's the instrumental. Mm-hmm. And then my voice is just this ambient, like, sound make, I don't even know how to describe it.
That's cool.
But yeah, so we'll see what happens with that.
If you want to do it, you just got who cares? I mean, if you love it and you enjoy it and you think that'll help people, and I'm sure if people want, like, I'm sure that has its own lane too, like that has its own market. I'm sure you release that and you put that in this I don't know what you classify the section of Apple or whatever, put on YouTube.
I don't know anyone that does it, really. That's the thing. So I don't know, like, what to classify it as.
You could, like, I mean, people stumble upon it on YouTube who are looking for that, and then you have your own little fan base coming in from there, and then they're like, oh, shit, she sings, like...
That's true.
Sings, and she does raps, too, and, like, all this stuff, and it'll just bring everyone together as a whole, like, kind of entity.
Yeah.
I think you should do it.
That'd new community. Awesome.
And get me on as a feature.
Oh, my God.
Relax. Let's do it. Relax.
Oh my God. I mean, I don't hate that though.
It'd be great. Are you speaking during it or are you giving instructions? Sorry, like I.
So that's what I was kind of debating if I wanted to do like a guided meditation. So right now, the one that I have is just singing.
Mm-hmm.
Because I did a poll on Instagram and most people said to do just singing, but it was like really close to 50-50. So I'm probably just going to do two different ones, one guided and one just singing.
That'd be cool. I'll 100% support that. And I need to learn anyway. So
yeah, true. Maybe that'll help you.
I'll definitely check it out. So that's what we're going to work on. And we'll get you inspired to write. God, I'm so professional over here at Discussions with Dre.
Okay.
We're going to go on to the next segment here. It's called Quick Six.
Mm-hmm.
I've given you 5 questions, not 6 this time. Answer them freely. First artist you've ever gotten into? Go back to your childhood. Who's the first artist you're like, oh, damn, I like this?
Oh, my God. I don't know. I'm trying to think.
Anything that you listen to with your mom in the car or something when you're a kid?
Oh, with my mom in the car?
Or anything you can remember, really.
I mean, I liked Chameleon Air, but I also liked Hillary Duff, so.
Damn, that's a
big contrast.
That's a concoction there. Hillary Duff.
So Hillary Duff I would listen to with my mom in the car.
Damn. You see me? Was it just Ride Dirty?
Yeah, that was a big one.
Or did you have like the whole album? Did you buy like the
I think I had the album. I don't remember.
I don't know why it's hilarious that you had a Chameleon Air album.
It's fucking my friend did too, like my neighbor. She was my neighbor and my best friend, and she also had a Chameleon Air album. She went to his concert when That's he came crazy. Here. Yeah.
If you do some research on him, actually, he only put like a couple records, right? He's richer than every rapper right now. He has a tech industry.
Really?
Yeah, he is like a debatable. I think he's like millions and million dollars. Like he's, I'll Google it later and I'll send it to you. But like it's, he's rich.
Wow.
He's into tech. He's just, he quit rap, said, fuck it. I'm going to make money here.
Why not? I like that you know this.
Because I was thinking, I was there with my buddy like a year or two ago and I was like, where did Chameleonaire go? Out of nowhere. And we kind of laughed. Like, where the fuck did that guy go? Like, where did Chingy go? Where did all these guys go?
Yeah. So
we kind of just did the Googling and I'm like, oh, damn, Chameleonaire is way richer than we thought he was. Okay, and I noticed on Instagram, and again, I've known you for years now. I've known you for, I don't know how many years now. 3-4 years at least, right?
Yeah,
which is crazy.
That is crazy. Wow.
You have obsessions with random foods over time. Over time, you just post a certain food, and it's it's usually a super healthy food.
And I thought you were going to say soup. I'm like, yeah, soup.
So you like soup too, but lemons or avocados? This is the question.
I mean, I can't answer that. Like, I can answer that right now, how I feel. Right now, I feel lemons.
Okay.
But it always, like, that could change tomorrow.
Because I remember for a full month and a half, it was like, can you put a lemon rye? Of course. I mean, like, Or was it lemon? Yeah, okay. And avocados were on your page for a while. So I'm like, okay, this is the only question I can think of right now. Lemons or avocados? Okay.
I did have an avocado phase. Yes, I remember.
Yeah.
That was the healthy fats.
I eat that shit every single day on toast. It's delicious.
So good.
Morning or night person?
Both.
It happens. You got to pick one. Morning or night?
Because I wake up early and I go to bed late.
Oh, okay. So,
but like, I guess lately I've been going to bed pretty early and waking up early. So maybe morning. But like, usually I go to bed late and I wake up early. So both.
I'm definitely a morning person. I'm excited when I wake up.
Really?
Oh my God. I'm like a fireball in the morning. Like I play music loud, coffee. I'm excited.
I do love coffee and I love my morning routines.
But, I love it.
Yeah.
I live for it. Like, I mean, I'm not doing anything right now, but I woke up at 6:45 this morning. I drove to get my coffee. Started my day. And it was lonely. It was a lonely 6 a.m. drive. No one's on the streets. It was weird.
That's kind of nice, though.
So, how old are you?
How old am I?
Yeah, that's not part of the question. 25? Okay. Yeah, it feels like I'm going to that stage, too, where I go to bed at 9:30. Like, this is past my bedtime right now.
Yeah, this is, but you know, it's gotta get done.
Is that why you said you had a time limit at first? You're trying to go to bed?
No, I didn't have a time limit. I was just wondering how much time I had to put aside.
True. If you can collab with anyone right now, who would it be?
Masigo.
He talented.
Mm-hmm.
Give me a couple.
I'm really into him right now. Did you ask a question?
Give me a couple more. Just give me a bunch you like on it. Say a debut, your perfect debut album. Give me two producers. Give me three features.
I really like Omi. I'm going to say Marco That's All because I just collabed with him.
Yeah. I only heard this one production and he has some clean drums on that.
Mm-hmm.
Really, really talented. Yeah. Never heard him before.
He like, I've heard so many of his beats and they're all just like, but anyways, also there's this one producer, I don't know how to pronounce his name, but it's spelled like XXYYXX.
Oh, I know exactly who you're talking about.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, but he's so good and I love their shit, so I would love to collab with them.
Mac Miller. Let's talk about Mac Miller real quick. Yeah, you have a crazy love for Mac Miller. Were you a huge fan before he passed away as well? Like, you were...
Oh, yeah. Well, I feel like I talk about him so much. I'm probably just, like, that bitch. But whatever, I'll own it. And, like, I feel like I grew up as he did, like, with kids and everything, I was in that state of mind too, where I was just like partying and like fuck it. And then he kind of went through his, I don't know, just every phase that he went through, I was kind of on that same wave.
Yeah,
at
same
the same
here.
Time.
Yeah. Like, I when watching movies came out, that's when I started smoking a lot of weed and like questioning the world.
Yeah, true. But I also feel like he was so ahead of his time. Like, now I'm like, I feel like my actual mind state now is how his was during watching movies. And I'm like, I get it.
Yeah, me too. I do get it. I think that's, is that your, what's your favorite project from him?
Your favorite? I can't pick a favorite.
You can't pick a favorite, eh?
No. I'm not good at favorites, like for anything.
Really?
I always change. Like, it depends. Like, some days I'll want like a love song, so Divine Feminine, and then some days I'll feel sad, so Circles.
There's yes, Circles. Oh my god, I can't get through that album. Like,
really?
I can't. When I heard Good News, I was talking to my buddy Nick, and I was like, man, I think I'm like gonna cry right now. I never.
Yeah, let it out.
It was fucked. I never felt that way about a song in a long fucking time. It was beautiful. And
beautiful.
Do you know what I like about Divine Feminine though? It's the last track. God is Sexy Nasty.
Yeah.
That's the best beat he's ever been on.
I love that song. And just like with Kendrick too.
It's incredible.
The whole thing is just perfect. Chef's kiss.
Apparently, he was supposed to. I was watching this Brian. I think it's something on Brian, the guy who worked on the album, the Circles album. He's really smart.
Oh,
guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was saying that he wanted to do a trilogy. So the last part of the trilogy would have been a rap album. So he was going to wrap it up with like, and he said Vintage Mac, like going back to that kind of boom bappy shit. And it makes me sad every time I think about it because I loved like Faces. I liked Faces a lot. When he did,
yeah, I love Faces.
Did Diablo and stuff like that. I just lost it. The first song I actually ever performed live was Red Dot Music by Mac Miller.
You?
Yeah.
Must be the drugs.
Yeah.
I love that. Wow. Love that song.
Fuck. I only perform unless the money. No, I don't perform unless the money is in my pockets first. After rap, take my people out to Octopus.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Bronson. Oh, so good. No, I performed that live at the Handsome Daughter. When I was 16, 17.
I wish I would have seen that. Wow.
No, you don't. And no one should have seen that because it was the worst shit on the planet.
Yeah, but everyone has that bad shit.
I was rocking a bucket. I remember back in the day, I used to rock bucket hats, leather jackets. It was a weird, weird time. Dude, growing up.
I still rock bucket hats and leather jackets, but I can't see you in a bucket hat or a leather jacket.
But at the same time, though. At the same time, it looked weird. Like, it was like, I didn't match anything.
I could see it. I'll have to see a picture.
You don't know. I deleted them. They're all gone. The evidence is gone.
Okay.
Grow
the bucket hats.
I still have three or four of them, but I bring them out. Everyone's like, no, just put a cap.
I'm going to get you a bucket hat and a leather jacket for Christmas.
That would be sick. I'd appreciate that.
Yeah.
I love bucket hats. Growing up as an artist, I guess, how long have you known you wanted to be in this field? How long have you wanted to take your talents?
Well, my mom's an opera singer, so.
No fucking way.
Yeah, she's like classically trained and shit. Like, she was doing it as a profession in Europe, like when she lived there, and then she moved here and she stopped because, I don't know, I guess she didn't like know people here.
So
like growing up I was surrounded by it and she was always like doing shows and stuff here still.
Mm-hmm.
Just like side shows and stuff. So sometimes I would like perform with her and I would just be like in my little like cheetah print suit like singing. I don't even know the words, but I loved it, and she let me be up there. So probably since then, since always.
Damn. Is this a Discussions with Dre exclusive?
Probably. I don't think I really have talked about
this.
Nowhere
else. You can't get this content anywhere else. You can't do, you can't do
I know. I actually want to get her, one of the singles that's coming up, I want to get her on. Jeez. It, like singing opera in the background.
That is legendary. So she helped. So you didn't have that weird moment where you had to be like, oh yeah, I want to sing. She was like, oh yeah, fuck yeah.
Well, I did because my parents
Really?
wanted me to be like, well, I went to school to be a lawyer, pretty much.
Oh,
Like, I wanted
okay.
to be a lawyer. And so when I graduated, my parents were like, all right, like, you ready to get your job in
Yeah.
the criminal justice system? Doing, I don't know. And I was like, actually, I was thinking, like, I want to be a singer. And they like had a hard time with it for a long time until I, just like did it anyways.
Yeah.
And so eventually, they got used to it.
Mom, have you heard of SoundCloud?
Yeah,
That's what
no,
I'm gonna
he
do.
has not. She was like, she actually, because one of her coworkers' daughters is dating a SoundCloud rapper. So she's like,
Oh.
what's a
Oh
SoundCloud
God.
rapper? So don't worry about it.
That's the worst, being labeled. Like, I mean, like, now that we have Apple and shit like that, it's like when you get called a SoundCloud rapper, it's like, oh, I'm on Apple too. I'm on Apple. Okay.
True.
Like, no, I'm
Yeah.
not. Like, I'm not.
Another thing, mom.
That's dope. That, I mean, like, I think that just takes time. It's a weird situation. I think that happens to a lot of people. I mean,
Yeah.
like, I told my mom, I went to growing up, I went to Catholic school for like a couple of years.
Really?
I grew up a little like different, and then like I guess I just got friend. I moved to Transcona. I've always liked rap, but I always kept it to myself. And then one day I was like, "Oh, hey, mom, like, I want to rap," and that was just the weirdest conversation I've ever had in my life. She's like, "What do you mean, like sing?" I'm like, "No, like I'm gonna rap," and it was a super weird thing. I took until about a couple of years ago, and like, did your mom go to your shows? Like when you had shows?
When I had shows, she went to
Yeah.
one show, like, when I opened for Sunreal, because that was a big deal for me.
That was a big show, yeah.
And like, because to be honest, that was my second show ever.
Which is crazy. Flex on them. Flex on them halves.
And then, but like, that's kind of fucked. Like,
Yeah.
I don't know. So I was like super new, and I was got everyone possible to come to that show.
Explain the feeling you had walking on that stage. How did you feel? Did
Well,
you?
to be honest, I felt like I deserved it because
Yeah, yeah.
I worked really hard to get that opportunity, and it just like worked out really kismet. And yeah, it was a good feeling though. It was a
So
really good feeling.
do you have nerves? Do you still have nerves to this day, though, when it comes to performing?
I never really had nerves, and
Wow.
now the like now I'm getting nerves. Like,
Yeah.
now I'm starting. So I don't know why. I think it's just like, the more anxious I am in general in my life, I just get nervous before a show.
Just weird times, yeah, 100%. Yeah, I envy you for that, because it's a pain. I can't even talk to people before my show. Really, I can't.
Yeah, it's a weird, I get you. I see
Like
what you're going.
I literally, like, 'cause do you know what the worst is? I don't know if you feel this way too, but if when you have a show where the backstage is kind of sick, because you can sit back there, you can kind of be like the artist, and you go out, and then you go out after. I find when you first start, you're in the audience, then you walk up from the audience into the crowd. You're like, oh fuck!
I hate that.
It's so weird. Like, okay, you give everyone daps. Like, I'm going up now.
Yeah.
I find it so strange. Like, it's like, you obviously, like, every artist has some sort of ego, right? Like, because you're like, oh yeah, like I'm the shit. Like, I'm gonna go up there and perform. You're like, oh, I'm in the crowd. I'm sitting beside my mom. I'm like, okay, mom, I'm gonna go up there and fucking swear for an hour. It's super strange. It's a weird dynamic.
Yeah, definitely. Does your mom come to your shows?
My grandma comes to my shows.
Hell yeah. Aww.
My grandma's come to my shows. They sit at the back. My dad, like, my mom and my grandma and stuff, like, they sit back and they enjoy it. But my dad's like up in the front row.
Oh, I love
It
that.
took some time, and it's weird because if you
Totally.
make eye contact with them, they're like.
Yeah.
They're like, I'm like, oh, okay,
Oh,
don't look at me, don't fucking look at me,
God. Yeah. Fuck.
I'm in a total different zone than them. Like, and I'm like angry on stage, and they're just it's a weird.
Yeah.
Where's your favorite place you've ever performed? Because I know you've traveled a lot.
I don't know. I'm so bad at favorites. I feel like the most memorable show I've had, like, in terms of like what show was my favorite. Well, because I had that one for Remedy with like dancers, and I had a drummer, and I just like it was a whole thing.
Was
So I
that
feel
the
like that
Met?
one. Yeah.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah, you performed at that one
Yeah, that was
too.
awesome. That was a good night.
Yeah, so I feel like that was my favorite, just because it was so like so much practice went into it, so much time went into it. But I love traveling to go perform places. It's the best.
And it must be a weird feeling getting compliments from people like just on the other side of the world. Like that was good. That was like it's weird.
Yeah, it's weird, imagine. But it's also like just eye-opening because culture is so different everywhere. So it's just like kind of like a keeps you humbled, because I'm a pretty shy person. So like it takes me a lot. Like I used to be very, I guess, like still when I performed. Now I'm more just like not afraid to be all over the place. But especially when I was like in Rotterdam, for example, I felt like I went there alone. Like I knew people there,
shit,
but
yeah,
I still was there alone. So I was like very shy and like scared almost. So
I'm kidding. It's a weird. Yeah.
Yeah. And it showed in my performance definitely, but it was a good experience. Cause I was like, okay, well I'm not going to do that again. I'm going to move around more next time and stuff like that. So
yeah, it takes
it's definitely easier when all your friends are in the crowd. Being like, or people that already fuck with you being like, oh, I know this song, you know, or like just like being excited for you to be there. But when you're in front of a crowd that like nobody knows who you are, it's way different.
Yeah, I agree with you. Even though I feel like I do feel opposite for some reason. Like I like want that person in the corner that's not moving. I want to like focus my energy on that person. Like you're gonna be fucking bobbing your head or something by the end of this. You're gonna appreciate one of these songs.
I love that though, because I'm not like that, and I wish I was like that.
You just gotta throw it in their face, and I've bombed doing that a couple times. Like I get way too hyped up into it, and the whole crowd's like,
"Why? What'd you do?"
Well, I don't know. That's the early stages, like you said. Like you're kind of figuring out what's your niche, what you need to do, what's going on, especially traveling that far by yourself performing, like traveling must have changed your perspective on things a lot, right? Like
it truly like changed my life. That was the first, like it sounds dramatic, but it did, because that was the first time I did something that I was like terrified to do, and I actually stepped into the fear instead of stepping away from it, and it changed me. I'm so glad I did it.
Yeah, 100%. I agree with you. I hate planes. I hate all that shit, and as soon as I started doing it, I love it now, and I love traveling. What are you terrified of? Like, what are you, since we're on that topic, what are you actually like really terrified of?
That.
Just that. Just that.
Other than that, I don't know. Like when people ask me what I'm scared of, I'm not really. I feel like I could. If I am scared of something, I could change my mind about it if I tried to. You know what I mean? Like if I was scared of snakes and there was a snake in the room, I could like manipulate my mind to be not scared of the snake, if that makes sense.
Yeah, well, I mean that's good you're able to do that, because a lot of people can't do that. That's good.
Well, I don't know if I've never tried it, but
oh really? Okay, so you're scared. So you're scared of snakes. You're scared. Are you scared? So you're scared of traveling. You're kind of terrified.
I'm scared of traveling. No, but it was scary to like to do it alone. And I think doing anything for the first time is scary. I'm scared of that. Because it's unknown and it's unfamiliar. So like you never know.
Something
can go wrong, but you just gotta trust that they won't.
Yeah, I think the moment I had that feeling too is when we were in Whistler and I went hiking. And we were so high up, that we were at an active volcano. Like there was an active volcano.
Oh my God.
Or whatever. I think it was active or dead, whatever. It's a volcano. We were just so fucking high.
Either way.
And I remember looking down like, holy shit, like I could just slip, fall, have allergic reaction right now, and I'm done. And I'm done. And that's all I thought the whole time. And then I finally kept going. I'm like, oh, this is beautiful. And I got it done and over with. And
that's
all I
want to
do
now.
All I want to do is hike. All I want to do is travel now. But, you know, COVID.
Really? Yeah. Where would you travel to?
I want a culture shock. I really do. I want
something. Oh my god, I was just talking about this. I really want to get culture shocked. Like,
I want to go to Japan. I want to go to Japan.
Yes.
Or I want to go to Italy, or I want to go to Africa. I want to go somewhere where I have no idea what I'm doing and I have to learn the whole time.
Yeah.
And that's intriguing, because like Whistler, it's like, it's fun, it's nice, it's beautiful. You're mind blown the whole time you're looking around. But I want to go somewhere where I have to learn the whole time. Like, I learn languages, learn
mannerisms,
just things about people. That's intriguing. That's intriguing to me, how certain parts of the world is just totally fucking different.
I mean,
Whistler's more like just frat boys and a bunch of people drinking beers and shit like that, and it's fun, but like, it's not, you don't learn too much from it. You just learn that you shouldn't gain 15 pounds in 2 weeks from drinking and eating.
Sometimes you gotta learn that though.
I'll do it again though. It was so fun. So mine's Japan. I'd say Italy.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say somewhere in Africa. I do want to check out.
Yeah, I really want to go to Morocco.
Morocco. Cape Town, my buddy Andy, from high school on, has traveled the whole world. Australia, Cape Town, I think LA. I think he's gone to LA, New York, all these places. And that's my best friend. He's done it the whole world so far. He's done everything. What are your top three places?
My top three? Yeah. Right now, again, always changing. Right now, I've been really feeling this inclination to go to France. I really want to go to France. I've never wanted to go to France before, but I just do. I don't know why. And I think that would be a culture shock for me.
100%. Do you speak any French at all?
No.
Exactly. That'd be
which awesome. I feel like is kind of ignorant of me to go there and not know any French, but I mean, whatever. It's my intuition, so.
Yeah, whatever. You'll do
it. Gotta listen to your intuition.
Yeah.
And I really want to go to Bali, I think.
Bali would be beautiful.
Yeah, Bali would be sick. Or Costa Rica. That would be also sick.
I've been to Jamaica. You should definitely go check out Jamaica.
True. I just like, can you go to Jamaica with, like, I just, all I hear about Jamaica is all inclusive. So like, can you do, I mean, I'm sure you can, but like,
yeah.
Is there a recommended spas in Jamaica that aren't all inclusive? Do you know?
I wouldn't know because my mom won the trip on the radio. So,
what?
So me and my brother, my mom went and we got this like free,
wow,
fucking full on place where everyone gets married.
Wow, perfect. Love and it.
Do you know the song Biz Markie, Just a Friend?
No.
You got what I need and you say he's just a friend. No?
Okay. Nope. I don't know, okay, but I like it.
The first night it's all exclusive, right? And we go there and there's free bottles. You get whatever you want. So we ordered a free 2-6 to the room. And we go downstairs. I'm like, oh, there's a fucking wedding here. We sit by the bar and my brother's like, you gotta go up and do karaoke at this wedding. You gotta crash the wedding. And I'm like, I'm not crashing. I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. He keeps pouring me drinks, fruit punch after fruit punch. And he's like, what if you do Crank That? And I'm like, no, I can't do Crank That. There's kids here.
Yes.
I can't do Crank That. And he's singing all these songs and like, drop it like it's hot. We're talking about all these fucking classic songs. And I'm like, I got it. And this is me as intoxicated as I possibly can be. I go walk up in this middle of this wedding party. I'm like, thank you very much, everyone. Yeah, thank you, thank you. It's so beautiful. Love is so beautiful. Love is so beautiful. And then I start singing, and I fuck up in the middle. I say, fuck. And I start getting heckled because there's kids there. They're like, don't swear, there's kids here. And it all goes sideways. I finished the hook, and then I walked off. And
who is this guy?
Yeah, the whole weekend, they're like, that's the shitty guy. This came and crashed that wedding.
Oh yeah, I guess so.
So go to Jamaica. Point being is Jamaica's super fun, and I even if you don't get an all exclusive like super fancy, super expensive thing, just the whole experience. Go to Margaritaville. Go have fun there.
Okay.
But
I feel like I'm glad for everyone's sake that you did that.
Yeah, I didn't feel good about it for a bit, but now I love it because I was like, oh my god, why did
I love that you did it.
This is the first fucking night. Is there any embarrassing stories you've had traveling?
that I could think of off the top of my head. I mean, there's some, but like I feel like they're not suitable for this.
Okay. But okay, so
So
have we talked for a bit here? Do you want to do your classic plug? What are you plugging today? What are you promoting? Who do you want to shout out? Mic's
when is this
yours.
coming out?
This will be out, I'd say Tuesday, Monday or
Is
Tuesday.
there? Okay. Well, I mean, I guess depending on when everyone is watching this. My single's coming out. It's called Godspeed, on November 13th though. So it'll be out in a big minute. But you can pre-save it still.
I'll pre-save
And
that.
I guess the best place for everything is either my Instagram, which is havshavshavs, or I do have a website now. It's just www.hashashas.com. But IG has like everything you'll probably need to know.
Dope. Okay. Well, I'm glad we, it's basically me and you catching up for the first time in 9 months, but
Yeah,
I'm glad,
pretty much.
yeah, I'm glad you came on the podcast. I appreciate it. And I'm
Yeah,
looking forward
that's
to single.
nice.
I'll send this copy to you and have yourself a good night, Nicole.
You too.
Peace.
Bye.